Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. She had never experienced true intimacy until she did. After years of being shut down, she rebuilt safety in her body and along the way found love, desire, and connection. Because the thing is, Deborah wasn't really living. She was just existing. An accountant who was brilliant and capable and, to be honest, completely in her head. Her life had become kind of a Groundhog Day. The same routine, the same rhythm, nothing really changing. But underneath that, there was something she didn't talk about much. She had never really experienced intimacy. She had just turned 40, and somehow she had never really dated. It wasn't that she didn't want to, it just never really felt safe. There had been sexual trauma in college from someone who was supposed to be a friend. Yeah. And after that, something in her closed, not just to men, but to her own body, to her own desire, to her own sense of feeling good. Her mom had also been physically abusive growing up, so anything that felt like womanly, soft and expressive and sensual, she didn't trust it. She didn't want anything to do with it. So she lived in her mind. And her friends would talk about sex, about connection, and she would wonder, what would that even feel like? And then immediately she would feel shame. Because how could she tell people around her that she was at this stage in her life and hadn't really dated, had never had a boyfriend, and had never had intimacy? There were so many layers of conditioning, inherited patterns, and shame. And when we first spoke, she was really nervous. I remember her saying something that stayed with me. She said, "I want something to change, but Violet, what I'm paying you is the price of a used car." And I laughed, but she wasn't wrong. What she was really naming was that she was at a threshold where she would have to invest in herself, and not just the money, but the time and the energy and the point of no return. When you invest in your love life, there's no going back. There's no way to become a person of love and not be deeply moved in the best possible way, but still, it can be scary. And I know for Deborah, it wasn't about the money. She knew if she said yes, her life would change and there would be no going back, no fitting her back into the box of the accountant whose every day was the same. But here's the deal. As she said yes to working with me, we didn't rush. We actually slowed everything down. Her breath, her awareness, her ability to feel. We started reconnecting her to her body, but not in a forced way, in a way that felt safe, layer by layer. And this is how I work with my clients, is through the reconnection to themselves to their body, to their desires, to their new healthy patterns, to their community, to their healing. This exact shifts that I teach my clients in the love field, sacred sexuality, and all of my programs. So we met the fear. We met the shutdown. We met the voice in her head, which was really just her mother's voice, still rattling around inside of her mind. And instead of trying to get rid of it or mindset her way out of it, she just learned how to stay with herself, to be present, and to not abandon herself, even amidst the stories. And then something began to change. Her desire, which had been buried under years of fear and shame, started to come online. Not as fantasy, but as something she could actually feel. Her fear didn't disappear, but her desire started to include it and hold it and move with it. And where she used to brace, she started to breathe. Because, in case no one has told you, every emotion carries energetic charge. And energetic charge can be eroticized. Energetic charge can be converted into passion. We don't have to be at the whim of our emotions. We can actually learn how to move them through our body to create not only more love, but more sensuality and more presence. And within a year of just starting to work with me, she met someone. And he was exactly what she had named even at the beginning. She wanted someone who was hot. And she felt that he was hot. She was deeply attracted to him. But she also wanted someone who was safe and patient and kind and grounded. And here's the deal. He didn't need her to change. He didn't need her to perform or pretend. He met her exactly where she was, at her pace. And she had learned to open while honoring her own pace, and therefore attracted someone that was open and honoring of her own pace. What unfolded between them wasn't just a relationship. It was her first experience of intimacy, of that type of physical connection, of being in her body with another person safely and pleasurably. 6 months later, they were in Hawaii together, and she wrote to me and said she was experiencing the kind of love and physical connection that had only ever been in her imagination before. Guess what? They're still together. 5 years later. And what changed wasn't just that she found the one. She came back into relationship with her body, her desire, her femininity on her own terms. So here's the deal. This is what becomes possible when we stop trying to override our fear or just tell ourselves that it will magically get better without actually making any changes or taking any action. This is what happens when we learn how to stay with ourselves inside of our emotions, when desire is not something we escape to or fantasize about, but something we allow ourselves to feel fully and safely and in real time. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find. It's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.